Hello, are you there? Well, we're here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 ways better than soap.
Yes, sir, Swan, the new white floating soap, 8 ways better than old style floating soaps, presents Paul Whiteman. Your Swanee announcer, Bill Goodwin. Our singer, Jimmy Cash. Well, I swan. Here are the stars of our show, George Burns and Tracy Allen. And now, let's go to George and Gracie's home.
You know, Master Frank, you're the nicest people I ever worked for.
Oh, thank you, Hilda.
Oh, geez, this Mr. Burns has torn in the kitchen. I wonder if that cake in the oven is ready yet.
Well, Hilda, I'll look at it as soon as I finish washing the dishes. Oh, Hilda, look. My cake is all ruined.
Well, no wonder. You're supposed to put the icing on the cake after you bake it.
Oh, that isn't icing. All the candles melted.
Hey, Gracie.
Shh, Hilda, let him look for me.
Gracie? Hilda, have you seen Mrs. Burns?
George, look in the gymnasium.
Gracie, come on out. Come on out of the kitchen.
I'm coming.
What have you been doing in there for 2 hours?
Well, I washed the dishes, peeled the potatoes, and I baked the cake and Gracie, the whole cake.
Gracie, we've got a maid. Why are we paying Hilda?
Well, I don't know. She gives all her money to her sweetheart, Olaf.
Oh, stop with that, Olaf.
Hutsa.
Hutsa? The idea of you doing all the housework.
Well, the reason is I went to Magnum and I bought Hilda a beautiful uniform for $85, and I don't think we could afford to have her soil it.
Well, that was very thoughtful because I hate to wash uniforms.
Well, anyway, I mixed the green salad, George, and it's simply delicious.
Well, it ought to be good. Nobody can mix things up like you do.
Oh, thanks, dear.
You're welcome, darling.
Now, where do you taste it? Lettuce and tomatoes, chives and onions, and I season it with pepper and salt and plenty of vinegar and water.
Water?
Yeah.
Vinegar and water?
Well, it's a new recipe of mine. I read where Mr. Ickes is asking everybody to save oil.
Well, with a thing like that, you can get a lot more mileage out of a tomato.
Well, I always say...
Well, never mind what you always say. I'm not in the mood today.
Oh, don't be so grumpy, George. You're still upset over what happened yesterday.
Well, why shouldn't I get upset? That's the second time the insurance doctor's turned me down. They say my blood pressure is higher than it should be.
Well, why worry? In times like this, everything is going up.
Imagine those doctors turning me down twice.
Well, being turned down twice never stopped you before. You finally married me.
Well, that's right, dear. It was on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Remember how we eloped?
Mm-hmm. Remember how my mother ran down the ladder to show me how to do it?
Yes, and if she hadn't tripped, she'd have spent the honeymoon with us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, dear, you'll be happy to know I made an appointment with another insurance company, and you're going to be examined again today.
Well, I'll try it again. But this time, I'd like things quiet so I can be calm and sort of relax when the doctors get here. The only reason I got turned down yesterday was because I was excited. It was Lars Fogel's fault. That Snoopy neighbor kept looking in our windows.
He's certainly a Snoopy, isn't he?
I'll say he's Snoopy. He probably knows exactly what we had on our dinner table last night.
Oh, never mind, George. It was better than that macaroni and cheese he was eating.
Yeah, especially with that homemade sauce he was using.
Yeah. Hilda, the door.
Oh, that's probably the doctor.
Oh, I hope so. You look swell.
Do
Stick out your tongue.
No,
put it back. You look better with it in.
Oh, I do.
Oh, hello, Hilda.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Goodwin.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Well, I was in the neighborhood, so I just dropped in. Came from the park. I was feeding the swan.
You feed the swans?
Oh, why, sure, George. Why shouldn't I feed the swan? Swan feeds me.
Okay,
I know
you made it. Look, Bill, will you calm down, please? Yes. Calm down.
Bill, will you calm down? George has to relax today, so don't even talk loud.
Oh, well, gee, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, that's all right, Bill. Incidentally, all our neighbors are talking about Swan, even Mrs. Laxvogel.
Well, and why not?
And why not? Isn't Swan the first really new white floating soap since the gay 90s?
Yes.
And yet, even though Swan is 8 ways better than old-style floating soaps, it costs no more.
I know.
So you see, Swan gives you more real soap for your money.
Yeah, that's right, Bill. And keep talking softly.
You bet it's right, Gracie. And what's more, Swan is as white as snow, as fresh and clean-smelling as a morning in June. Swan is as pure and gentle as a baby's kiss.
Sure.
What are you two whispering about? Gracie, did you have to tell Bill that I was turned down by two insurance doctors?
George, I didn't say a word about that. We were talking about Swan soap.
You were not.
We were too.
Oh.
And I was just going to say that Swan is not only pure and gentle, why, it's as mild as the finest imported Castile soaps.
Well, stop whispering.
I'm not whispering.
You are, too.
I'm not. Swan is swell for your complexion. It's perfect for your bath or shower. Swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the front.
Go ahead, say it again.
Swan comes in a green wrapper with a white swan on the front.
Well, say it again.
Swan comes in a green wrapper.
Oh,
please,
what?
Boy, please. It isn't polite to whisper.
I'm trying to pull the wool over mine. It's probably somebody at the door.
Yeah? I'm Jimmy Kay. The grocery boy, would you please take those boxes to the back door?
Hilda, let him in. That's our singer.
Oh.
Jimmy, stop rattling those bottles. They're making me nervous.
Yes, Jimmy, and I don't want George nervous today. Here, put them under your arm like this.
Jimmy, stop dropping those bottles. Look, Jimmy, I wish you wouldn't come to rehearsal while you're making deliveries. You find the piano in the other room.
Thank you. Would there be anything else, sir?
And you're not in the grocery store.
Oh, please, George.
Will there be anything
else,
sir?
The doctor is coming. Relax.
Yes, George, relax. Don't let a little tinkle of a bottle upset you. You're not a nervous wreck yet.
He is, too.
I am not.
No, Bill, he is not. How can you call him a nervous wreck? Hmm. And I don't understand why everybody has to keep talking all the time. Listen to me. I don't talk.
Not much.
I know when to keep quiet.
Sure.
I certainly know enough to keep quiet when I'm supposed to keep quiet. I may talk a lot on the radio, but I never talk at home. And the only reason I talk on the radio is because I think it's nice to have a home.
Well, I'm going in to hear Jimmy's song.
No, no, George, you just sit here and be calm. Bill and I'll hear it.
Be calm. I'll never get any insurance.
Oh, why worry? If Uncle Frank got insurance, you can get insurance. You were there the day he got his.
But he was dead.
Well, you look as good as he does.
Well, thanks, Gracie.
All right, Jimmy, we're ready.
I guess I'll have to dream the rest. If you can't remember the things that we said, those nights that my shoulder held your sleepy head, if you believe that parting's best, I guess I'll have to dream the rest. I guess I'll have to dream alone of honeymoon cruises once dear to my heart, of one-room apartments where we said we'd start, of foolish things we plan to own. I guess I'll have to dream alone. I can see that your heart has gone astray. As for me, I love you the same old way. I guess I'll have to dream the rest. There'll be no friends waiting to throw shoes and rice. Those heavenly moments will never come twice. I'm thankful for the hours you've blessed. I guess I'll have to dream the rest.
Jimmy, that was swell. Well, let's see how George likes it.
Gracie, George is asleep.
Oh, good. Come on, Jimmy. You better go down the back lane. Be careful of those bottles. I don't want to wake George up.
I'll be careful.
And don't trip and fall. One of those steps is loose.
Which one?
George up.
I'll take a chance. What was that racket?
Oh, you.
Oh, yeah, it's me, yeah.
George, Jimmy Cash fell down the back stairs with all that soda pop.
Well, it sounded like bedlam.
Well, it was sarsaparilla.
Yes, it couldn't be bedlam.
No.
No. Bedlam comes in those paper cartons.
Yeah, 15 to a dozen.
Yeah, the tall cartons, yes. 15 to a dozen. With all this excitement, by the time the doctor gets here, I'll be a cooked goose.
Oh, George, can't you make Bill Goodwin happy and be a cooked swan?
All right. I'll make Bill happy. Bill, I'm a cooked swan.
Thanks, George. I'm happy.
Good. Gracie, I'm warning you. If you keep on with this talk, by the time the doctor gets here, I'm going to be a nervous wreck.
George is right, Bill. And it's your fault if he's a nervous wreck. You've got no right to be happy because George is a cooked swan. Excitement like this isn't even good for a man who's well. I'm not worried about his high blood pressure, but it's just that high blood pressure makes his heart weak.
Gracie, the doctor is
here.
And
you know he's been turned down by two insurance companies.
Gracie, the doctor is here.
The only way he can pass this is if the doctor is thumb dope and doesn't know what he's doing.
Gracie, say hello to the doctor.
How do? When a fellow's in his condition, he... Oh, the doctor.
The doctor, yes.
Oh, how do, doctor? Sound. I've just been rehearsing a scene that I did in a picture 2 years ago.
Yes. Bravo, bravo.
Oh,
quiet,
thanks,
quiet.
Bill, thanks.
Doctor, I'm Mr. Burns.
How do you do? Well, let's get started with the examination. But we must have absolute quiet and no excitement.
Why, doctor? I haven't got blood pressure.
Perhaps not, but I have.
Oh, fine.
Now roll up your sleeve.
Oh, see, George, it's a good thing you washed high this morning.
Gracie, will you stop?
Now open your shirt. I want to put this stethoscope on your chest.
There's someone at the door.
Now take a deep breath.
Oh, come in, Mr. Vassano. I'm so happy to see you.
Why, Hilda, in that new uniform, you look as cute as a bug in a rug. How about giving a look at her?
Oh, Mr. Weissman. Jeez, where did you learn to speak like that?
Used to play an accordion.
Hello.
Hello, Gracie.
Paul, I wish you'd teach George how to play the accordion.
Oh, Gracie, please.
Take another deep breath.
Well, get a load of that guy with the earphone. George, I knew you were old, but I didn't know you were a crystal set.
Very funny, Paul. Loosen your belt and see if you can take a bow. Well, come on, Doctor. Let's go into the library.
Please, Mr. Burns. Don't walk so fast.
You mean on account of my heart?
No, the stethoscope is stretching my ears.
Oh. This way, Doc.
Hey, Gracie. Oh, how it goes with that army show? My boys are all sitting outside in the bus. I thought we were going to the camp to entertain the soldiers today.
Oh, Paul, I had to call it off on account of George's examination today. I spoke to the captain on the phone, and I said to him, I said, Captain, we can't come over and entertain the army, but if you send the army over here, we'll be glad to have them entertain us.
Oh, I see. I scratch your back, and you scratch mine.
Later, Paul. Anyway, the captain said he's sending over some company. Gee.
He didn't say he's sending over Company G?
That's what he said. Isn't that cute? He called me G. That's short for Gracie. So I said, thanks, K.
I see. K, that's short for Captain.
No. For his name, Clancy. Oh. Paul, do you think George is passing his examination?
I doubt it. He's got a heartbeat that sounds like my drummer when he gets caught in his own traps.
Say, I just thought of a wonderful idea. Paul, if you open the window and have your boys play a number, the doctor won't be able to hear George's heart, and he'll have to give George the policy. Now, don't you think that's a wonderful idea?
Anything you say, Gracie. Hey, Lugs, get ready out there. We're going to play a little bit tango. It's a little on the Latin side. A one, a two.
Oh, and the whole thing is my idea. My wife, my wife. What's your genius to think of anything like that?
laughed at you, Paul. You're the last man in the world I'd expect to have trouble with.
Oh, it wasn't my idea. I was only trying to help.
That's right, George. It wasn't his idea.
Well, whoever made that suggestion was silly. He had no right to listen to silly suggestions.
That's right, Paul. You shouldn't listen to silly suggestions. You know George is in there trying to get insurance?
No, never.
And you're out
here
letting
the boys... Gracie, will you stop helping me? Hey, you musicians out there, will you get back in that truck and go someplace?
Yes, Barbosos quieren ir, bueno, pero yo me quedo aquí.
No, it's the guitar player. Yeah, and I mean you too, senores.
Senor Burns, don't shout. Man with your character should keep his voice low, too.
Look, senor, the doctor's here to take my blood pressure.
Why, couldn't you keep up the payments?
Say, Paul, when you talk to him.
Hey, guitar player, take an 8-bar rest. Burns doesn't feel well.
If he's sick, why doesn't he do like my brother in Chicago does? He eats a dozen red chili peppers a day.
12 of those red hot peppers?
Si, senor. Comes the first snowfall, my brother will make a fortune.
How?
Breathing on sidewalks.
Hey, senor, why don't you go?
Si, senor. Adios, hasta luego.
Yeah, and so are you. Well, this is a fine thing. And Gracie, I'm surprised at you. Allowing a thing like this to go on when you know how much this examination means to me. Now, wait a minute. I didn't mean to make you cry.
George, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Gracie thought she was doing all this for you.
Oh, Gracie, please. Look, I don't like to see you cry. Look, honey, you can go and get that hat that you like so much at Magnet.
It's in my closet.
Well, I'm glad you got it, but please stop crying. Look, you can go back and get that dress you like so much, too.
It's in my closet, too.
Look, you've got a new hat and a new dress. What are you crying about?
The shoes didn't come yet.
Well, all right. Stop crying. The shoes will be here in a minute.
Mr. Burns, I have other patients to see. Do you mind if we continue?
Just a minute. Stop crying, Gracie. All right, Doc. And look, Paul and Bill, do you think you can keep quiet for 2 minutes? Now, go ahead, Doc.
Well, now sit back and relax. Now, take a deep breath.
Well, those musicians are still out there. Well, I'm going outside and I'll get rid of those guys. Say, what is this?
Oh, my!
Gracie! Who are all these soldiers?
Well, George, I figured as long as you had to stay in, I'd invite a little company.
A little company? Why, there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, and don't they look nice? They must all have the same tailor.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Why, there are thousands.
You can close the door now, George.
Oh, fine.
George Brass and Gracie Allen?
Yes.
Company G, reporting for entertainment.
Well, look, I'm sorry, Captain, but there must be a little mix-up about this entertainment. But some other time, we'd be very happy to entertain the company, you see.
Now that you soldier boys are here, I'm going to show you through the whole house and get you some refreshments.
Gracie.
Hilda!
Yeah?
130 hamburgers, one with mustard.
Well, this is the last straw. Bill, will you do me a favor and show the boys through the house?
Oh, I'll be glad to, George. Company, mark time. Try Swan, the new white floating soap, because Swan is 8 ways better than any old-style floating soap. Oh, it's 8 ways better. Try Swan, the new white floating soap. Try Swan, you really order, because Swan soap's such just twice as fast, even in the hardest water. Swan suds are so rich and thick. Swan suds are so dandy. For every soap and water task, you'll want to keep Swan handy. Forward, march! Oh, follow me, fellas, into the living room.
Well, that's a fine thing. Well, that's all I needed.
Oh, just look at that army. Aren't they the cutest bunch of boys? George, you see that tall, dark one near the end, the pretty one?
Yes.
The hamburger with the mustard for him.
Well, I hope they'll be very happy together.
So long, George. So long, Gracie. I gotta go home.
Goodbye,
Paul.
Well, I'll try it again.
Yes.
Now take a deep breath, Mr. Byrne. Say, I was mistaken. Your heart is in perfect condition.
Well, certainly.
Well, it should be in perfect condition. He takes enough medicine for it.
Gracie, will you stop?
Now, I'll take your blood pressure. And while I take it, I'd like to ask you a few questions. Now, Mr. Burns, do you sleep sound?
Of course I sleep sound.
And you ought to hear the sound.
Well, Gracie, will you stop helping me? Oh, the army is coming.
The escape of Swan is really twin. Swan breaks into so he after kitchen happened that. Follow me, I'll show you the dining room.
It was a little too low for him, I guess. Yes, well, you're right in step with my headache.
So long, George. So long, Gracie.
So long, Paul. Paul.
I thought that guy would move.
Well, I'll try it again.
Yes, sir.
Now, Mr. Burns, did your mother and father ever have any phobias?
No, only boys and girls.
Listen, doctor, I don't know anything about these medical terms, but I never had a sick day in my life. As a matter of fact, I'm always on my toes.
Yeah, and don't think it isn't hard to do with those flat feet.
Yeah. Gracie, why don't you do me a favor and... Oh, the army is coming in.
I've shown the boys through all the house. I've nothing more to say. Except, folks, that you really ought to try Swan soap today. Company, halt! Try Swan!
So long, George. So long, Gracie.
So long, Paul.
Bye, Paul.
Say, I thought you'd gone.
You know me, brother. I'm a sucker for parades.
So long. So long, Paul.
Say, George, I taught the fellas here in the Army a new drill. Okay, boys, count off.
One,
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Way better.
Look, will you all be quiet for a minute?
Okay, George.
I'm dying and everybody is laughing. Doctor, I noticed that you're through.
Yes, and I've got some bad news for you. Your blood pressure is 10 points too high.
Well, to tell you the truth, Doctor, I sort of expected it.
Oh, don't be upset, sweetheart.
Well, why shouldn't I be upset? Any man would be upset. Trying to take out a $50,000 policy so he could protect his wife.
Oh, well, I don't want that kind of money. I'm not the cleverest businesswoman in the world, and if anything happened to you and you left all that money, I'd only make some silly investment and lose it. If I lost it, I'd feel awful.
Well, I guess so.
Well, sure, but now if you die, I won't have any reason to feel bad.
Well, that makes me feel very happy.
Man, to show our appreciation, let's salute George Burns and Gracie Allen. One, two, hello!
Hey, doctor, George fainted.
Wait a minute. Look, this excitement has worked wonders. It's brought his blood pressure back to normal. Congratulations, Mrs. Burns. Your husband can get the insurance policy.
Well, isn't that wonderful? George passed the examination. It just shows you what a little quiet can do. Now he's strong and healthy and a perfect specimen.
Well, I got my insurance the hard way after all. Now Gracie will sing Don't Stand There, Do Something.
There's a moon in the sky. There's a love light in your eye. Well, don't just stand there. Do something. I'm falling in love. What have you got to fear? Can't you see the coast is clear? Well, don't just stand there. Do something. I'm falling in love. Can't you make your mind up? Don't wait till the moon is gone. Clocks will need a wind up. For time marches on. Oh, take some good advice. Don't you want some shoes and rides? Well, don't just stand there. Do something. I'm falling in love. Girl, boy, bench, park, green trees, night dark. Well, don't just stand there. Do something. I'm falling in love. Eyes, lips, girl bold, arm charm, boy cold. Well, don't just stand there, do something. I'm falling in love. Why must I remind you? This night will be gone too soon. Guess you've just resigned to make a fool of the moon. You're like a cake of ice. Say, what are you, man or mice? Act as if you knew something. Don't just stand there, do something. Cause I'm falling in love.
Remember, folks, buy Swan. Try Swan. See for yourself if Swan isn't really eight ways better than old style floating soap. Lieber Brothers, the makers of Swan, the new white floating soap, join George and Gracie in inviting you to tune in again next week, same time. Until then, this is Bill Goodwin saying, well, I Swan. Why don't you?